Read in English avec Araps. Yes, you can. Copyright Larousse 2016. Treasure Island. It's a dark and stormy night at the inn. There's only one guest, Billy Bones. Billy lies dead in his bed. His room isn't paid, so Jim and his mother go to collect the money. His chest is locked, cries Jim's mother. The key must be on him, Jim replies. I'll look. He searches Billy Bones' pockets, but they're empty. Maybe the key is around his neck, suggests Jim's mother. Have a look. Jim is afraid to touch the dead body. He hesitates. He moves the pirate's clothes. The key is there. Jim opens the chest. While his mother is taking the money, Jim notices a strange document. It looks like a treasure map. The next day, Jim shows the document to the smartest adult he knows, Dr. Livesey. Dr. Livesey is shocked.
Where did you get this?
Asks Dr. Livesey. I found it on Billy Bones, says Jim.
It must be a map to Flint's treasure. Let's find a boat. We'll get that treasure.
Jim and Dr. Livesey board a ship called the Hispaniola, with Captain Smollett at the helm. Captain Smollett has many sailors. Jim is the youngest. He works as a cabin boy. The ship's cook, Silver, only has one leg, but he walks well with a crutch. A parrot sits on his shoulder. The other sailors are ready for adventure. Captain Smollett tells them to prepare the ship.
Lift the anchor and let's go!
The voyage is long and difficult, but Captain Smollett is very generous. He gives the crew barrels of apples to eat when they're hungry. One night, Jim slides into a barrel to eat an apple. He falls asleep and wakes up to the sound of a conversation.
So, are you with us or against us?
It's the voice of Silver.
I'm with you.
It's the voice of the first mate.
But Silver, when we find Flint's treasure, what will we do with Captain Smollett and the sailors?
We'll cut their throats.
Jim freezes with fear. Silver is preparing a mutiny on board.
Silver, that scoundrel. He must be a pirate,
says Dr. Livesey.
What will we do?
Wait, replies the captain. Don't panic. There is an old fort on the island. Let's take our weapons, go to the fort, and defend ourselves.
The men hear the voice of the first mate from above.
Land ho!
He cries. The ship is approaching the island. Captain Smollett assembles the sailors and says,
It was a long, tiring voyage. Go and enjoy the afternoon. Take time to explore the island.
The sailors clap and cheer. The sailors go and explore. They don't know that Captain Smollett is playing a trick. Once the sailors are out of the way, Captain Smollett, Dr. Livesey and Jim can easily set up the fort. After the fort is set up, Jim decides to explore the island too. It is beautiful and quiet, with many tall green pines. Jim relaxes and forgets about the mutiny for a moment. Suddenly, he spies on Silver arguing with a sailor.
"Don't arse me again," says the sailor. "I will never become a pirate like you."
Silver is angry.
"You will join us," he cries, "or you will die."
He knocks the sailor over with his crutch.
"I prefer to die,"
replies the sailor. Silver takes out his knife.
"That can be arranged," he says.
Scared, Jim starts to run away. He doesn't know where he's going, but he has to escape from Silver. He runs and runs until he's too tired to run anymore. Finally, he sits down next to a tree. Suddenly, the tree begins to move. There must be a creature inside. What could it be? Soon after, the creature shows himself. It is a man. He is dirty. His clothes are old and torn.
Who are you?
Asks Jim.
"Hello," says the man. "I'm Ben Gunn. I'm so happy to see another human being. I have not seen anyone for 3 years.
3 years is a long time. Why are you here alone?" replies Jim.
"My shipmates abandoned me here. I was marooned."
"That's terrible," says Jim.
"Yes," agrees Ben Gunn. "But it's not all terrible. You see, I know the secrets of this island now. Help me, and you could be rich."
Jim and Ben Gunn hear cannon fire from the Hispaniola. The pirates have already taken the ship. Scared, Ben Gunn goes to hide. Jim decides to return to the fort. Captain Smollett is preparing the defence when Jim returns to the fort.
"Dr. Livesey! Dr. Livesey!"
cries Jim.
"What is it, boy?"
asks the doctor. Jim tells Dr. Livesey the story of Ben Gunn.
"So, he said you could be rich?"
asks Dr. Livesey.
"Ah, he must know where the treasure is. We have to find him."
Before Jim can reply, he hears a loud noise outside the fort. The pirates are climbing the barricade. They attack. After a hard battle, Captain Smollett is injured, but victorious. 5 pirates are killed. That night, Jim takes his pistol and decides to find Ben Gunn. He finds Ben Gunn's rowboat, but Ben is not there. Curious to see what the pirates are doing on the Hispaniola, Jim gets into the rowboat. He rows to the ship. With some rope, he climbs up and looks around. He sees a dead pirate lying on the ground. Another pirate, with an injured leg, is sitting in a corner. Jim is too tired to fight. He returns to the rowboat to sleep. Jim decides to take action when the sun rises. He jumps aboard the ship. He draws his pistol and says to the injured pirate,
"I am your new captain."
The pirate looks at Jim. He's too injured to fight. He has no choice. He agrees to Jim's demands and lifts the anchor.
"We're going to hide the ship on the other side of the island. Your pirate friends will never find it."
The pirate, an experienced sailor, teaches Jim to steer the ship. Some hours later, Jim is steering the Hispaniola to the north side of the island. He's bringing the ship ashore when he suddenly hears a noise behind him. He turns around. The injured pirate is coming towards him with a knife. Jim doesn't know what to do. he draws his pistol and points it at the pirate. He shoots. The powder is wet from the seawater, so the pistol doesn't work. Panicked, Jim runs away and begins to climb up the mast. The pirate follows him with a knife between his teeth. His injured leg hurts as he climbs, but he is determined to kill Jim. Ah! When Jim reaches the top, he reloads his pistol with new powder. He points it again at the pirate. "One step closer and I'll shoot," he cries.
"Don't shoot. I surrender," begs the pirate.
He understands that Jim now has the advantage. The pirate begins to climb back down the mast, but then he stops suddenly. It's a trick. At that moment, Jim feels an intense pain in his left shoulder. The pirate pinned him to the mast with a knife. Luckily, a big wave arrives that carries the pirate off the ship. He can't grab the mast in time and falls into the sea. The pirate is gone. Jim wins the fight. But his happiness doesn't last long. He looks at his shoulder. It hurts very badly. He knows that he has to pull out the knife. Luckily, he pulls it out easily. The wound isn't very deep. He looks at the pirate in the water, surrounded by sharks. Jim is the new captain of the Hispaniola. That night, Jim returns to the fort. He's very proud. He saved the ship, and he's excited to tell Dr. Livesey the story. He enters the fort quietly because his friends are sleeping. He lays down to sleep too. Suddenly, he hears a strange noise. It sounds like a parrot. Jim only knows one person with a parrot. It's Silver.
"Polly wants a cracker,"
cries his parrot.
"Polly wants a cracker."
"What do we have here?" "Why, it's Jim. Welcome back, boy," says Silver.
Jim can't believe his eyes. The pirates have taken the fort.
"Your friend, Dr. Livesey, gave us the fort," continues Silver.
"No, that's not true,"
cries Jim.
"And guess what?"
Silver takes a document from his pocket and shows it to Jim.
"He gave us the treasure map too."
Jim is shocked. He thought Dr. Livesey was his friend. Now Jim is the pirate's prisoner. The next morning, they set off in search of the treasure. Jim is attached to Silver by a rope. They walk for a long time. Suddenly, they see a skeleton next to a tall tree. His arms are pointing in the direction of the treasure.
"So ho, mates, what's this?"
laughs Silver, seeing the skeleton.
"Old Flint left us a clue. He has a sense of humour. Men, it means we're almost there."
The men clap and cheer. They will finally have the treasure. They start to walk quickly in the direction of the treasure. When they find the spot, they freeze. There is a big, empty chest at their feet, marked Flint. Someone else already found the treasure. They start to argue.
"Where is the treasure?"
asks one pirate.
"Silver lied to us,"
says another.
"He knew there was no treasure."
Jim is scared. The first pirate draws his pistol. It looks like they will fight. Suddenly, three shots are heard in the distance. Dr. Livesey, Ben Gunn, and a sailor appear from behind the trees. They shoot two of the pirates, and three others escape. Silver is taken prisoner.
"You saved me! Thank you!"
cries Jim.
"And that's not all. We know where the treasure is, too. Come on!"
Jim follows them to Ben Gunn's cave.
There are mountains of gold inside. Dr. Livesey tells Jim the whole story. During one of his explorations of the island, Ben Gunn found the treasure. He brought all the gold back here.
I gave Silver the map because we already had the treasure. We left him the fort because we preferred the cave. Here we have plenty of food and water.
But Jim can see that there is still a problem. Dr. Livesey looks worried.
The only problem is that we don't know how to get home. The Hispaniola is lost.
I know where it is,
cries Jim.
I hid it on the north side of the island. So that's why you left the fort, to save the ship. Genius, my boy! Let's get the gold onto the ship and go!
It takes several days to put the treasure onto the ship. There is a lot of gold. After all the gold is on board, the Hispaniola finally leaves Treasure Island. As the sailors lift the anchor, they see the three pirates run towards the ship.
Pity, sir! Have mercy! Don't abandon us here!
Captain Smollett has no pity for the pirates. He steers the ship into the water and cries,
Seaward ho!
They stop over in America to find real sailors to replace the pirates. Once ashore, Silver disappears into the crowd, never to be seen again. Jim, Dr. Livesey, Ben Gunn and Captain Smollett return to England and decide to share the treasure. Now Jim is very rich. Sometimes he thinks about the bars of silver and the weapons from the fort. They are still buried on the island. They will certainly stay there forever. Jim won't go get them. He is happy on land with his riches, and he never wants to go sailing again.